Chapter 2. A Strange Meeting. Rip and Wolf walked up a path into the mountains. They walked for a long time. They did not see any squirrels, but they were happy to be together. At last, they arrived at one of the highest parts of the Catskill Mountains. They left the path, and they found a wide, grassy place between some trees. It was late afternoon now, and Rip was very tired. He sat down on the grass, and Wolf lay down beside him. To his left, through an opening between the trees, Rip could see the green land with its little farmhouses far below. And he could see the great Hudson River far away. The water was shining in the afternoon sun. To his right, Rip could look down into a deep valley in the mountains. This valley was wild and lonely. It was dark, too. The sunlight could not reach the bottom of the valley. Rip and Wolf lay on the grass for a long time. The sun started to go down, and soon the air was getting cold. Night was coming. The long blue shadows of the mountains began to cover the valleys below. Smoke started to rise from the chimneys of the little farmhouses. Rip thought of his wife, who was waiting in the village. She was going to be angry with him. His heart grew heavy. He was unhappy and afraid. At last, Rip stood up.
"Let's go, Wolf," he said. "It's getting late. It will be dark before we get home."
As Rip turned towards the path, he heard a voice. It was coming from somewhere below him.
"Rip Van Winkle," the voice called. "Rip Van Winkle."
Rip looked around in surprise.
"Who is calling me?"
he shouted. But he could not see anybody. There was only a large black bird flying across the sky.
"I'm dreaming," he thought. "The sound was the cry of a bird, not the voice of a person. Nobody comes up here."
But then he heard the sound again, and this time it seemed nearer. It was weak and high, like the voice of an old man.
"Rip Van Winkle! Rip Van Winkle!"
"It is a person," thought Rip. "But how does he know my name?"
At that moment, Wolf started to growl. He made a deep, angry noise in his throat. He walked very close to his master. The hairs on the dog's back were standing up, and his body was shaking with fear.
"What's wrong, Wolf?" Rip asked the dog. "Don't be afraid."
Rip looked down into the dark valley. He suddenly saw an old man coming slowly up a steep path from the bottom of the valley. The old man was carrying something on his back. Wolf growled again.
"It's only a poor old man," Rip said to Wolf. "But who is he? And what is he carrying on his back? I'll go down and talk to him. Perhaps I'll be able to help him."
Rip walked down the path to meet the old man. When he got near him, he stopped in surprise. The man was very short, and he had thick hair and a long gray beard. But the most unusual things about him were his clothes. The man in Rip's village did not wear clothes like these. This man's clothes were very old-fashioned. They were like the clothes that the Dutch settlers had worn 150 years before. The old man was carrying a large wooden barrel on his shoulder. He did not speak to Rip, but he made a movement with his hand. This was a sign to Rip. The man wanted Rip to carry the barrel.
"This is very strange," thought Rip. "Who is this old man? And why is he carrying a barrel up the mountain?
I don't know, but the barrel must be very heavy. I'll help him.
Rip stepped forward, and he took the barrel from the old man. At once, the man turned off the path onto another one. This narrow path had once been a river, but it was dry now. There was no water running in it. Rip followed the old man, carrying the barrel on his shoulder. Wolf walked by Rip's side. The old man never spoke, and he never turned around. Suddenly, Rip heard a very deep noise. It was coming from somewhere above them.
That sounds like the noise of thunder, he said to himself. But it's a very strange kind of thunder, and there are no clouds in the sky. It isn't going to rain. I'm sure of that.
At last, Rip, Wolf, and the old man arrived at the top of the path. Lots of very tall, thin rocks stood there, and there was a narrow opening between two of the rocks. The old man walked through this opening, and Rip and Wolf followed him. A moment later, Rip stopped in surprise. They were in a wide, grassy place with tall cliffs of rock all around it. There were trees on the tops of the cliffs. The evening sun was low in the sky. It didn't shine into the grassy place between the cliffs. Rip could only see a very small piece of sky above his head. In the middle of the wide grassy place, a group of old men were playing a game of ninepins. They were rolling large wooden balls at nine pins, which were like large wooden bottles. Each player tried to knock over as many pins with one ball as he could. As the old men rolled the big wooden balls, the balls made a deep, heavy noise.
Ah, that's the noise that I heard, thought Rip. It wasn't thunder. But who are these old men? There's something very strange about them.
All the men were wearing old-fashioned clothes. There were knives hanging from their belts, and they wore hats with feathers. Their faces were very strange and white. One man had a very large, wide face with tiny eyes. Another man had a very big nose. They all had beards of different shapes and colors. One thin old man seemed to be the leader of the group. For a few minutes, Rip and the man who he had met stood and watched the game.
I've seen men dressed like this before, thought Rip. But where?
And suddenly he remembered.
Yes, I know, he said to himself. The village schoolmaster has an old painting in his house. The Dutch settlers brought it from the Netherlands when they came to America in 1625. These men are wearing clothes like the people in that painting. But that picture was painted 150 years ago.
There was another strange thing about the old men. Again and again, they rolled the balls in their game of ninepins. But they never spoke to each other. The only noise that Rip could hear was the sound of the heavy balls. Suddenly, Rip was very frightened. A moment later, the old men saw him, and they stopped playing their game. They stared at him, but they did not smile or speak. Their eyes were like the eyes of dead men. Rip's heart beat fast with fear. He wanted to run away, but his legs would not move. The old man who Rip had followed took the wooden barrel from him. He put it down on the grass. He put some big wooden mugs next to it. He poured liquid from the barrel into the mugs. The liquid was a lovely golden color. The other old men watched him pouring the liquid. Then the leader of the group made a sign to Rip.
He wants me to give the mugs to all the old men, thought Rip.
He quickly gave a mug to each man. They all drank the liquid in silence. Then they put down their mugs and began their game of ninepins again. They did not look at Rip again. Soon, he began to feel less afraid. Rip was very tired after his long walk. He was also very thirsty. He looked at the barrel. Then he looked at the old men again. They were still busy with their game.
"They've forgotten about me," Rip said to himself. "I'll have a little drink from the barrel."
Rip poured some of the golden liquid into a mug and drank it. It tasted delicious.
"That was wonderful," he thought. "I'll just have a little more."
Rip had another drink, then another, and another. He filled the mug again and again, and still the strange old men went on playing their game. After a while, Rip's eyes started to close. The empty mug fell from his hand. Then his gun fell to the ground. But he did not care. Rip could no longer stand up. He lay down on the grass, and soon he was asleep.